Welcome to the Andrew Cordell Show, where we discuss real money from real estate. Andrew Cordell gives advice based on firsthand experience. Andrew has experienced the peaks of the real estate market, the lows of the market crash of 2007, and he has taught himself how to rebuild his successful real estate business from scratch after he lost it all. He now helps others learn how to find their own success through his experience, mistakes, and triumphs. And now, your host, founder of the National Association of Real Estate Investors, experienced investor with over 140 houses flipped in only 18 months, Andrew Cordell.
Hey everyone, and welcome to the Andrew Cordell Real Estate Radio Show. We're talking about real money made from real estate. And guys, we got an awesome show ahead of you. We're going to talk about how to fund deals. You know, obviously in real estate investing, you have to know how to fund your deals, whether it be wholesale deals, whether it be rental properties, commercial deals, buy, fix, and sell, buy, fix, and hold. You got to know how to fund these deals, because without the ability to fund the deals, you can find them, but now what are you going to do with them for the funding process? So we have one of my very good friends in the studio with us today, Drew Morin. Drew, are you there, bud?
I'm here. I'm excited to be with you, loving life, and ready to get going, Andrew.
All right, man. Drew is a great trainer. He's a great real estate investor, and we'll have him on many, many times on the radio show here. Before we get going, I want to give you a little bit of background on Drew so you guys can understand who you're listening to as well. Drew's been investing for 16 years now. He's done everything from wholesale, buy, fix, hold, multifamily, condo conversions, as well as new construction. So he has a vast knowledge of just about any type of investing that's out there. He understands it and has done it before. Not only that, Drew, like our friend Matt Walton, is also an international trainer that has helped develop the education and the curriculum for the National Association of Real Estate Investors. So Matt has spoke internationally. He's actually leaving. When are you leaving to Australia?
Actually, I'm leaving next Tuesday.
Next Tuesday, yep. Head out to Australia to do some hands-on training with investors out there. He's also been a licensed real estate agent, and you had that, I think, for 12 years, were you not?
That's correct.
Yeah, 12 years as a licensed agent, and has trained well over 7,000 students, which if you understand that, that's not just meaning that we're on the air and we're considering this training. That means that he has taken the time and help students who are ready to take that next step and learn about real estate investing. Matt's his counterpart here, but Drew here has done a tremendous job in training students and as well as NARI members on how to be successful inside of real estate investing. So, Drew, I want to spend some time because this is such an important subject. You know, I look at real estate investing, and when I look at it, I think of the three main sort of buckets, if you will, three more main categories inside of real estate investing. And you have one bucket that I consider, how do you find the deals, right? I mean, you got to know how to find them, whether it be wholesale or whatever it is. But how do you find the deals is sort of one bucket. And of course, as you know, Drew, that goes into multiple levels that dives into. Then you have sort of what I call, how do you fund the deal? Sort of bucket two, right? If you find the property, okay, but now how are you going to fund the deal, which also includes structuring the deal, getting out of the deal. I mean, all those segments that go inside of that. And then lastly is basically what I call managing the process. You know, how are you going to, now that you have this deal, how do you correctly manage the process and follow it all the way through in a deal? So today we're really covering the second major bucket inside of real estate investing, which is funding the deals. Drew, I know you've taught on this many, many times. I know that with the NARI Association, we have six main types of funding. Why don't you give sort of those six main types of funding and overall just in a row, and then let's sort of just slowly give a quick synopsis of what they are, and then we'll come back after some breaks and start really diving into how they apply and how they work and which one is better in different situations for real estate investing.
Absolutely. First of all, thanks for having me on. You made me sound like a superstar.
You are, my man.
I appreciate it, my friend. So, yeah, diving into it, the six that we look at are, first and foremost, cash.
Sure.
Okay, cash is king.
Yep.
The second will be lines of credit.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Credit cards included.
Yeah, credit cards included. I've seen investors buy whole houses with credit cards before.
Along with that, we've got HML, otherwise known as hard money lending. We've got the private lending.
Yep, PL.
Okay. So the PL, the private side of things. We've got JV, mm-hmm. joint ventures. I'm trying to throw these out there. The acronyms to impress you, but I'm not.
Yeah,
so
no, I know them all, bud.
You're right there. And then we've got just refis, mm-hmm. doing a refi. getting money out
the
of
the traditional
property.
Financing route.
Bingo.
Yep. And that's probably the route that if you're not an investor, meaning that you haven't done a lot of investing in real estate, that's normally the route you sort of go to. And it's not a bad route, but a lot of people get confused thinking that's the only route when it comes to real estate investing. And truthfully, Drew, as far as me, man, I can tell you that I actually hardly ever use that route of the traditional financing unless I'm really doing a cash out refi. Yes. Or a long-term rental property. I hardly ever use that traditional route.
Yeah, that's – I was going to chime in the same here as far as doing a cash out refi, invest in another deal.
Yeah.
That's usually the key for me.
Yeah, but again, if you're listening on the air today, just understand that, again, traditional financing is really – man, we put it as last because we don't use it a lot, and there's a lot of better ways that you can fund these deals. And also understand that also – I mean, if you go to the bank right now, Drew, this is probably important for the listeners to understand. If I even brought you a property, let's say, that was a fixer-upper, and, man, you can make 50, 60 grand on it. But it needs a lot of – obviously, for that type of budget, that's a lot of work that needs to be done to it. You can't take that to a bank and get traditional financing on an FHA loan to go fund that deal for you.
No.
Yeah, there's no way. They're not going to fund the deal for you. So that's why it sort of always eliminates that traditional financing. I don't care if your credit score is 720 and you got money in the bank. They just don't lend because it doesn't meet their guidelines when it comes to FHA loans, unless you want to try to get into, what is it, 203K?
203K
loans, which are a lot of paperwork to go through to get a 203K type of deal. So, Drew, let's do this. Let's start back. You know, we have these six categories now. Sure. of funding. Let's just sort of give a quick sort of what you did with traditional financing there, sort of a quick overview of it. Let's start back at the beginning, sort of talk about cash. Okay. Just from a high-level perspective, and then later on in the show we'll dive into it a little bit deeper. But sort of go through the other five segments here and explain to people maybe where they would use it or how they would use that.
You bet. Well, so cash is – as it is, it's cash.
Straight out of your checking account.
Right out of the account. Yeah. And so that is, like I said earlier, cash is king. Cash talks. So,
and obviously with cash, you can buy any type of house you want as long as you have enough cash for it.
Bingo. Yeah, there's not those restrictions which you touched on earlier with those conventional. So cash is pretty straightforward. The next one, lines of credit.
Yeah.
Okay, the great thing about lines of credit is, well, we can get lines of credit off almost anything. Okay, whether it is a property, whether it is actual credit cards.
Yeah.
So we've got the ability to tap in, jump in, get that line of credit for the investing.
Yeah, because, you know, not only are there lines of credit, but there's also blocks, which are commonly known as business lines of credit, that yes. you can tap to in as well. And I know a lot of our students here work with some of our partnerships to establish these lines of credit, business lines of credits, and even credit cards as well.
Absolutely. And talking about the blocks, that is one that does take a little more time yep. to develop. And so that's why you did a great job where we're going to cover these six so students, listeners out there can dive into some of these others as they're building that up.
Yeah.
So the next one would be that HML, that hard money lending. And hard money lending is essentially individuals, companies lending money at typically a higher interest rate, higher points, and that is because they can do it.
And another thing that's important with the hard money lender, just so that the listeners understand, is to me, the best hard money lenders are not so much institutionalized lenders. They're literally a lot of times just maybe a guy, a guy and a couple assistants or something that's sitting there in his local backyard and he's lending his money, or maybe he's established a line of credit at the bank for $1 million or so, and he's lending his money that he has control over for short-term types of deals. This is not really where you're going to walk into a bank and sit down and apply for a loan with a HML hard money loan. This is more of – normally these guys don't even have offices, or if they do, they're sort of corner offices back behind a building. You know, there's no sign or anything like that. So there is a big difference between a hard money loan and the traditional bank loans.
Absolutely correct. Yeah, the hard money loans are not the, hey, if you miss a payment, Vinny or Frank Rizzo are going to show up and hit you in the knees. Okay, we're not talking
exactly.
those type.
Not talking shark loans.
That's correct. Yeah, we're talking loans, as you mentioned, that are coming from a private individual. Okay, very very straightforward in that method where, again, what's awesome is there's not restrictions that the bank throws out.
Yeah. No, and it's much easier to qualify for those loans. than the traditional loan.
That's correct, because it is they're generally looking at the property, not the individual.
Yeah, and we'll cover the terms, points, how all that stuff works a little bit later in the show so you understand it. And then next, what do you got there, Drew?
We got private.
Okay.
Okay, so private lending. So private is going to be, it could be some of the smaller institutions.
Yeah.
Okay, not necessarily the banks, but other companies who do the private lending, do it full time, and offer it specifically for real estate investing.
You know, with private lending, one of the things that I see a lot on the private lending side is a lot of times our students are using what I refer to as the family tree, basically, meaning that it might be an aunt or an uncle that maybe has some money in retirement. Maybe they're not a sophisticated investor, but you guys have a good relationship and they trust you. You've done a handful of deals. And so there's a nice transition there where you can use sort of a family loan, if you will, to fund this deal for you on a private terms versus a hard bank there. So we'll cover a little bit more about that. And then next you got JV.
JV, joint venture. So you're going in with a partner, partnering up on something, doing a great deal.
Yeah, and now JVs, of course, are some type of normally a profit share on the in there where there's a cut of something depending on whom, how much, what the terms are set beforehand, but it's normally some sort of profit sharing at the end there. Okay, so what I want to do, Matt, is we cover these six different topics or the six different styles of real estate investing. And what I want to do is right after the break, I want to come back and now dive into it and how the listeners can use this types of funding and how they can apply it to their real estate business. So right after the break, we're going to be back with the Andrew Cordova Show with Drew Moore and talking about how you can fund your real estate deals in six different ways right after this break.
We'll be right back on the Andrew Cordova Show.
Money may not buy happiness, but with enough money, you can buy whatever makes you happy. An ordinary job won't get you there, but an extraordinary book will. Andrew Cordell's new Amazon best-selling book, Cash Flow Finish Line, tells in plain English how to make more money and create wealth from real estate. And we'll send you the book free if you call us now at 1-800-524-4284. Get your free copy of the book full of easy-to-understand ideas to help you build wealth without risking any of your own money. Andrew's sponsors have graciously offered to help pay for shipping and handling. All you pay is $195 and they'll cover the rest. You don't need a great credit rating either. You just need to want it and you need to ask for it. Call 1-800-524-4284 to get your free book. Plus, as a bonus, call 1-800-524-4284 in the next 30 minutes and you'll also get Andrew's live webinar absolutely free. Call 1-800-524-4284. That's 1-800-524-4284. Again, that's 1-800-524-4284.
You've been listening to The Andrew Cordova Show.
Welcome back to The Andrew Cordova Real Estate Radio Show. We're talking about making real money from real estate investing. I'm the founder of the National Association of Real Estate Investors, and I have one of our curriculum builders, educators, trainers in the studio with us today, Drew Morin. Drew, we were talking about funding deals and the six different types of funding deals, cash, lines of credit, cash being one, lines of credit, two, number three, hard money loans, number four, private lending, number five, joint ventures, and number six, traditional loans. Now, I want to dive back into probably is one of my favorites. I believe it's one of your favorites as well. Sort of what I think is becoming the most popular as well, sort of across the industry, which is what they call the JV or joint ventures. So let's talk a little bit about that, how you structure some of yours, what you see as the value, the benefits of it. And then let's also talk about the negatives, so they sort of see both sides of the picture when it comes to if they're looking to fund their deals, why they should use joint ventures or why they shouldn't use joint ventures. So talk to us a little bit how that structured joint venture deal would be structured between you and another investor.
Well, as you said, joint ventures, definitely one of my favorites, as I know it is yours. The nice thing about joint ventures is that you can basically structure it however you want.
Yeah.
We don't have those bank limitations. You know, I know we keep referencing back to conventional and traditional banks where there are a lot of handcuffs involved holding us back. With the joint ventures, it's you and that partner,
right?
Or those partners. For myself, it's usually one partner.
Yeah,
it makes things easier.
Yeah, for sure.
And so depending on the deal, it's usually a 50-50 split.
Mm-hmm.
And I say depending on the deal, obviously it depends on who's doing the heavy lifting, what kind of lifting is being done, if you will.
Right.
And so with the majority of my joint ventures I do, like I said, it's a 50-50 split where, all right, we're working together. We are working to, whether it's a buy, fix, and sell, buy, fix, and hold. Okay, we've already got that strategy in place. Now we're going to pool the money. We're going to put our funds together. We're going to have a legal document in place that mm-hmm. is going to specify what each of us is required to do.
Yep.
Okay, whether it's a friend or family member.
Doesn't matter.
Exactly.
Does not matter.
That's an area where a lot of times people forget that.
Jeez.
You know, yeah, so many problems can happen.
You never do. I don't care what part of real estate you're talking about. You never do it just on a verbal agreement. And a lot of times, Drew, I'm glad you brought the point up, because so many people get started in real estate. They go to their aunt, uncle, friend, mom, dad. Mm-hmm. They get some money from them. They go invest, and it becomes a disaster. And then everybody's blaming everybody else. And in a simple, literally, I'm not talking about a document from an attorney that's 14 pages long.
Right.
Just a simple agreement that says, this is what you gave. This is what I'm giving. These are my responsibilities. These are your responsibilities. And this is how we resolve this issue. It will solve you so many headaches down the road. And really, if it's a family member, it makes Thanksgiving and Christmas dinners a lot more pleasurable if everything is in writing there. So I'm glad you brought that point up about the contracts.
Yeah, and what I like that you just touched on in the contracts is how short they can be.
Yeah.
Okay? My contracts are literally one page.
Yeah, yeah.
And a couple of paragraphs, as you said, we're just laying out who's doing what.
There's no fine print in this thing.
No.
Yeah.
No, yes. Whether it's a friend, family member, whoever it is, everything is in writing. Like you said, nothing hidden, nothing under the table. Everything's laid out, straightforward, so everyone knows what their part is in this transaction.
Yeah. Now, let me ask you this. On your joint ventures, because you said something a while ago, you referenced about how you would bring the money together. On your joint ventures, do you bring any money to the table, or is it only your investor?
Yeah, so great clarification. So, depending on the deal, it could be 50-50, or for instance, in one of the deals I'm working on right now, it's my partner that's bringing the money to the table.
Yeah.
So he's going to be the finance guy, and I'm going to be the front guy, doing all the quote-unquote heavy lifting on my side,
yeah.
Finding the deal, going back to the buckets you were referencing earlier.
Right.
So I'm kind of working on the first and third bucket.
Right. You find the deal, you locate the deal,
yes.
You secure the deal, and then you're doing the third bucket, which is managing the process, start to finish all the way through, what we refer to as close to close.
Yep.
He's doing the second bucket, which is bringing all the funding to the table on this deal.
That's correct. And so it is – there's motivation on both parts because money's involved.
Right.
Okay, again, we've got a legally binding contract, which is just saying, hey, we want a win-win. We
right.
want this deal to work out. So, yeah, the partner brings the money, and then I'm out doing what I know, what I can do best.
Right.
Find the deals, negotiate, and so forth.
Structure the deals, what fits the best for the investor as well as the seller when you locate the deal, and then the buyer in the back end as well. And then you manage the process of the construction or the rehab of the property as it goes through.
Correct. The other thing that's really important is that, okay, we are structuring everything. We're laying everything out so everyone is clear as to who is doing what. So people are not crossing boundaries, if you will, meddling in areas they don't need to be. We're able to focus on what needs to be focused on and not be distracted.
So now let me ask you this. On your joint ventures, because every investor is a little bit different when it comes to their personal style of investing. On your joint ventures, do you provide a mortgage and a note to your investor?
Yes.
Okay. So you have a joint venture, and then you have a mortgage and note, if they're funding the whole deal?
That's correct.
Yeah.
I was pausing. That's correct. If they're funding the whole deal. So mortgage and note in place, securing everything.
Yeah, for sure. And that's the great thing about real estate investing is really that person is investing in you. Is truly what's happening. The joint venture funder or any of this stuff, they're investing in you on the deal, and the house is the asset that secures their investment. But their real investment on a joint venture that's funding you, it's really their trust and belief in you and your system. Guys, I want to take a quick break here. We're going to come back to talk about a little bit more about joint ventures and then talk about some other strategies here. If you would like to receive a free copy of my best Amazon selling book, The 12 Top Strategies in Real Estate Investing, where I cover being a private money lender and how you can make money as a private lender, simply dial 1-800-537-3440. I'll give you my book for free. Simply pay $1.95 for shipping and handling, and you can have this book delivered to you where you can learn about real estate investing.
We'll be right back on the Andrew Cordell Show.
Listen up, America. Are you interested in discovering proven real estate investment techniques that can create life-changing wealth? Andrew Cordell, founder of the National Association of Real Estate Investors, has just published a brand new Amazon best-selling book to give you a market edge on making money in your own backyard. In his book, Cashflow Finish Line, you'll quickly learn the top 12 strategies for making money in real estate today. Discover how to do profitable deals that don't require you lift a paintbrush, but give you fixed returns that can create cash flow and long-term wealth. Call 1-800-524-1365 now to get Andrew's new book absolutely free. Andrew's sponsors are now helping to pay for shipping and handling. You just pay $1.95 and they'll cover the rest. Plus, as a bonus, call 800-524-1365 in the next 30 minutes, and you'll also get Andrew's live webinar absolutely free. Learn and earn with Andrew Cordell by calling 1-800-524-1365. That's 1-800-524-1365 to get your free book today.
You've been listening to The Andrew Cordell Show.
Hey, everyone, and welcome back to The Andrew Cordell Real Estate Radio Show. We're talking about real money made from real estate. And we got Drew Morin in the studio with me today, one of our very best trainers, educators, international trainer, trained over 7,000 investors just like you on how you can make money inside of real estate investing. We're talking about the six ways of funding a deal, and we left off the last segment talking about the joint venture. And I just wanted to recap just a small piece of that because I had a couple thoughts on that as Drew was talking there. Number one, I just want the listeners to know, because a lot of times you guys call in or email in different questions or whatever about, well, what is Andrew? How does Andrew do this? Or what does Andrew, you know, how does he apply this or whatever? And I just want to tell you right off the bat, my number one favorite way of investing is through joint ventures. It's a very clean process. Drew sort of mentioned it earlier. I don't like the commingling of funds, meaning I don't like to have four different joint venture guys coming together and they're all putting in money into this one deal that I'm doing. I'll even take a step further and say I just don't do deals like that. It's just a lot of headache. And you as the investor, it's almost like now you have four bosses. Yep. And each of them are going to be pulling you different directions. And where's this? And account for this. And it's just really a headache. So I only do one lender for one asset. And it's clean. There's nothing else attached to it. It's one lender, one lender and one asset. The other thing is that I just want to explain to you is I've done about it's got to be coming about $10 million worth of joint venture deals that I have done in my past. And what I can tell you is that when I started work on these joint venture deals, I want to give you two pieces of advice. Number one, I didn't know how much money the guys had that I was working with. And I just thought, hey, we're going to do a deal together and it's going to go good. And we did. We did a deal. I made money. He made money. It was 50-50. He was out of state. He provided all the money. I give him a mortgage and a note, so the property is secured, is owned by him. And I also give him a deed in lieu of foreclosure, which is another just asset protection for him to make him feel more secure, basically. But what happened was these joint ventures that I was doing, all of a sudden it was like, oh, okay, here's $120,000 to do this deal. Hey, this worked really good. You got any more of these? Hey, you got another one of these? Hey, you got another one? Before I knew it, I was literally doing 10, 12 houses a month through these joint venture types of strategies. And then, again, in my little history here, I've done about $10 million worth of joint ventures. So never underestimate how much money these people have that are investing with you. Just do a good job and the money will keep coming in. My second point and last point I want to give you on joint ventures is I never just had one joint venture lender. Deals come up and deals come up on a random basis. It's so weird how deals flow. Some weeks you'll get, boom, you'll get hit with three deals that are all great deals. And then you may go 4 weeks with not one single deal coming in. So you have to have those investors. You have to have more than just one joint venture guy so you can reach sort of what I call your quiver of arrows, basically. And all these types of funding sort of belong in that quiver. And when you need to, you reach in and pull a different type of arrow out to accomplish the deal that you're doing here. So have multiple joint venture lenders lined up. Now, moving on here, Drew, I want you to cover let's try to get two out in this segment here. First, cover cash, and then we'll switch over to lines of credit. How does the cash work when it comes to investing?
Well, the cash is pretty simple.
Right.
There's not a lot involved. There's pretty much one pro, one con. The pro is you're getting an asset.
And that's you, the investor, because it's your cash.
That's correct. You as the investor, putting that money in that cash, you've got that asset.
Right.
In this case, properties.
Yes.
Houses. The con is that money's tied up.
Right.
Okay. It's secure.
And you're not going to liquidate it fast.
That's correct.
You're not going to liquidate it fast. It's not like a stock where you're going to be able to call in, get all your money back the next 24 hours.
That's exactly right. And so that, personally, we kind of touched on it. Not my favorite.
Yeah, not my favorite.
I don't like getting that tied up. I don't like getting that lent that way. And
It's unique because as we're sitting here talking about this, I think I did another show. I was talking about this as well. Even though I have the cash, I still don't use my own cash.
Bingo.
I just use other people's money. Yes. I mean, I know that I'm paying for it, but on the same hand, I don't have anything at risk. I don't ever personally guarantee these joint ventures. They're investing in a house, in an investment opportunity, which is the house. I don't put a personal guarantee on this. It's one deal in one house. So if it doesn't go, if it goes bad, boom, they own the house free and clear, and it's their asset. Versus I put my own cash into it, and now it's tied up for a long time. So cash, even though I have it, even though you have it, Drew, I just don't use my own cash on the real estate deals.
OPM.
Yeah, OPM, other people's money.
That's right.
It's funny how many acronyms are inside of real estate.
Yeah.
So let's go to some more acronyms, which are called CC, LOC, and HELOCs, H-E-L-O-C. So there's a bunch of acronyms right there.
Yes. So
let's talk about the LOCs first, lines of credit.
So lines of credit, pretty simple. You can get a line of credit against a existing property.
Yeah.
Against a
your personal house.
Yeah, that's right. Your personal residence, correct. Yeah. Your car.
Yeah, your car. Any type of asset you can get a line of credit on if you find the right lender.
Correct.
Yeah.
Anything that has money or value to it,
yep.
you can get it. So that's pretty straightforward. The next one, HELOC.
Right.
Okay, that's basically getting a loan against your property.
It could be an investment house. It could be an old rental property. It could be a house you inherited, or it could be your personal residence you live in that has equity involved in it.
That's the key, is equity. Yep.
There's gotta be the equity. Have equity.
If there's no equity, no money to come out. So the HELOC, the a lot of lenders are open to that, really like that because of exactly that, the equity that's available in it.
Yeah, and it also puts them in a really good position. Let's take a break real quick. I'm going to come back, talk to you about credit cards, how you can buy a whole house with credit cards, coming up right after this break.
We'll be right back on the Andrew Cordell Show.
The problem with the American dream is waking up in your 40s stuck in a nightmare, working too many hours for too little money. What if you could break that cycle, supplement your income, and actually sock away some money for retirement? Or better yet, be your own boss. Keep more of what you make because you are working for you. Well, now you can, and people just like you are doing it right here in Making Money Now Without Risking Any of Their Own Money. Find out how in Andrew Cordell's brand new Amazon best-selling book, Cashflow Finish Line. The cost? Zero. Andrew has arranged for his sponsors to help pay for shipping and handling. Just pay $1.95 and they'll cover the rest. Live the American dream on your terms, starting with a simple phone call. Call 1-800-524-0720 to get your free book. Plus, as a bonus, call 1-800-524-0720 in the next 30 minutes, and you'll also get Andrew's live webinar absolutely free. Call 1-800-524-0720 now. That's 1-800-524-0720.
You've been listening to The Andrew Cordell Show.
Hey everyone, and welcome back to The Andrew Cordell Real Estate Radio Show. We're talking about real money from real estate investing. In the studio, we got Drew Morin here, one of our best educators, trainers, for the entire National Association of Real Estate Investors, international educator as well as speaker. We're talking about funding and how you can fund your deals, whether it be rentals, flips, multifamily, it doesn't really matter. The six styles of funding that's out there. We covered joint venture, we covered cash, and we covered, is that it? Is that the only two we've covered so far?
I
know we covered lines of credit. So I want to talk about sort of the fourth topic here, which is credit cards, how you can fund your deals with credit cards. Drew, why don't you pick up and sort of talk about how the credit cards work with real estate?
Yeah, so you can literally buy a property, rehab a property with a credit card.
Yeah, or multiple cards.
Or multiple cards. And that's one of the nice things. Obviously, we're not talking about buying properties in L.A. or New York.
Right,
you know, we're talking a little more conservative. I've worked with numerous students who have bought properties in the Detroit area, in the Indianapolis area, strictly from credit cards.
Sure.
But one of the advantages is, okay, they've got the line of credit, and the majority of these situations, it was zero interest.
Exactly. There it is. That's the main key right there.
You know, all the money we're talking about, there's something involved. There's some payback. And so with the credit cards, there was no interest on these.
Yeah.
So they're able to get into these properties, buy them, pennies on the dollar, rehab them with other credit cards, and turn around and sell and make a great profit.
Yeah, and then also I'm just thinking here with you, Drew, you also have, if you want to talk about a little bit more standard maybe procedure is where you buy cash and then use a CC.
Yeah, I always kind of refer to this as money from the back pocket.
Okay.
You know, the credit card in your wallet, the cash in the wallet, everything from that standpoint. So the cash aspect is okay. We can combine both of them. Buy a property with a credit card, use some of the cash to do the rehab, or possibly vice versa, depending on the property. But it's a simple combination of both. Again, what does it cost us?
Yeah.
Nothing.
Yeah, and the main one on that one, I think I see the more people that they buy the house cash just because it's a little bit easier to go through the title process and everything, closing with cash. And then they use the credit cards to do the
rehab
part of the deal as well. I'll tell you real quick as we move on here past this. One of my joint venture lenders just had stellar credit, had it for years. And literally, I remember I met at his house one time, and he literally had in his desk drawer, a baggie, like a Ziploc baggie, full of credit cards. They're like baseball cards sitting in this baggie, basically. And they were all zero interest credit cards that he had just collected over the time. And he was very detailed in how he managed his credit. And would spend some on the credit card and pay some off, but leave some balances and then pay it off later. And he actually bought several deals with me as a joint venture partner, right? So he was the funder. I was the rehabber and the guy that found the property. But he funded the entire deals with credit cards, paid for the rehab with credit cards, paid me with a credit card. Everything was via credit card. He had 0% interest in all these credit cards. So my return was infinite because I don't have any money into it and I'm making 50% of the profit. But this was a deal where his return was infinite because he literally used other people's money. So the deal was structured where I was using other people's money and then that investor was using other people's money to fund his deal. So you know, it goes pretty deep when you get into the credit cards that can go out there. Let's talk more about private lending, how that sort of structure works when it comes to private money or private lending.
So you touched on earlier about family, and this is an area where when I first got started, that's what I did.
Everybody goes there.
That's right. You got your wealthy uncle, wealthy aunt, whatever it might be.
Right.
So it's a great lead in. They trust you. They feel good. So one of the you were kind of talking about this in our break, Andrew, and one of the downsides about private, or I should say, one thing we should caution or throw out there is don't do your first deal with a family member using private money. You don't know everything. It can really damage it.
But what happens is it's your first house you've ever done. You go to your aunt or uncle that has some money in retirement. They don't know anything about real estate investing. If it goes bad, they don't know how to get out of the deal, but they like you and they want to help you. So they give their nephew or niece here $125,000, and both of you don't know what you're doing inside of real estate, and it just is – it's a recipe for disaster, and that disaster is you're not leaving a bank hanging. You're leaving your aunt hanging, which is just an all around bad situation. It makes not just for you, it makes it awkward. It makes it awkward for the entire families involved inside this deal here. Drew, I want to come back and talk more about private lending because it actually is the cheapest money you can normally get is the private lending side of the deal. If you're listening today, we're going to talk about private lending as well as hard money lending right after this break. Before we go on break, I want to encourage you, if you want to learn from myself, the founder of NARI, or Drew here, who's one of our main trainers in the National Association of Real Estate Investors, you can simply join for $1 a day and learn how you can get your career started in real estate investing. To get more information about how you can join NARI and become a real estate investor for simply $1 a day, simply call 1-800-537-3440. Again, that number is 1-800-537-3440. And join our association and begin to start changing your career when it comes to financial success in real estate investing.
We'll be right back on the Andrew Cordell Show.
Money may not buy happiness, but with enough money, you can buy whatever makes you happy. An ordinary job won't get you there, but an extraordinary book will. Andrew Cordell's new Amazon best-selling book, Cash Flow Finish Line, tells in plain English how to make more money and create wealth from real estate. And we'll send you the book free if you call us now at 1-800-524-4284. Get your free copy of the book full of easy-to-understand ideas to help you build wealth without risking any of your own money. Andrew's sponsors have graciously offered to help pay for shipping and handling. All you pay is $195, and they'll cover the rest. You don't need a great credit rating either. You just need to want it, and you need to ask for it. Call 1-800-524-4284 to get your free book. Plus, as a bonus, call 1-800-524-4284 in the next 30 minutes, and you'll also get Andrew's live webinar absolutely free. Call 1-800-524-4284. That's 1-800-524-4284. Again, that's 1-800-524-4284.
You've been listening to The Andrew Cordell Show.
Well, welcome back to the Andrew Cordell Real Estate Radio Show. We're talking about making real money from real estate investing. Again, we spent this whole show dedicated on funding, the six different types of funding that you can have when it comes to real estate investing. We're sort of on our final two here, per se, which is private lending. We're going to recap that one and then go into maybe the most common one, which is hard money lending. Of course, in the studio with me, I got Drew Morin, one of the international instructors we have here at NARI, also helped build the entire curriculum that all of our students follow. So, Drew, let's get back into private lending. We talked about what a disaster it is to go to your family for the very first deal. But also, let's talk a little bit deeper into private lending. Some of the positives, some of the negatives. What do you see out there besides the family structure on a private lender?
Well, some of the pros is that you don't have a lot of hoops to jump through.
Right.
You can, again, it could be a family member, it could be a friend, but you don't have all the legality or legal issues or credit.
Such as a bank loan, traditional.
Correct. I was pausing thinking just that, all right, that traditional. So it makes it a lot easier and cleaner going that way. Again, some of the cons is that, all right, we got to remember that you're getting into real estate to make money.
Right.
And if you're new at the game, there could be a lot of mistakes. I know I made a lot when I started.
Sure, absolutely.
And so we don't want to cross that path, whether it's friends or family or whatever it might be. So we kind of left off on touching on that.
Yeah, you know, I look at private lending and think about two different things: one positive, one negative. The positive is it's probably the cheapest money you're going to get.
Yes.
Because you know, when it comes to a private lender, I mean, you can try to find a doctor, an attorney, or somebody that's happy with an 8% return secured by an asset in their local backyard. So it can be some of the cheapest money you can get. A negative that I always think of is it's the hardest money you're ever going to get, meaning that those are not just sitting out there. That takes a lot of dedication. Even someone as myself, as Drew, experienced investor, has been at this for over a decade, that's not just laying out there. You got to really dedicate your time searching that out and finding it. Along with that lines there, Drew, what happens is private lending is hard to grow your business off of. You're trying to grow and do several deals at a time because there's only so much private lending out there when it comes to these people wanting to lend at 6%, 8%, 10%. There's just not a lot of available. Therefore, it's hard to build your business off of strictly private lending.
With it.
So let's move into the hard money loan section, which is probably the most popular. You guys might have heard this of hard loans, or maybe you've seen something talking about hard money lenders when it comes to real estate. Real quick, just to recap, so what we did in the first segment here is a hard money lender is someone, normally the best ones I'll say are sort of, it's a guy, maybe he's got a couple assistants, and they fund deals right in their backyard. They're not necessarily trying to fund deals across the nation. They don't have some huge corporate office and corporate structure. I'm not saying those are bad, don't get me wrong. I'm just saying the ones that I tend to work with are there in my local backyard. They know the properties, they know the areas, they know what's going on, and it makes it really quick. There's not many hoops to jump through. But it is hard money because it does hurt when you get it. Drew, sort of the three most important parts when it comes to hard money, let's sort of go over what those three points are. I mean, the three main categories of hard money loans, and then we'll sort of dive into that a little bit further there.
Yeah, so breaking it down, we've got to look at what the terms are, the length of that loan.
Yep.
Got to look at the points.
Points.
Okay, if they're charging how much up front or the back end. Mm-hmm. And then, of course, interest.
Interest. Yeah, those are the three main categories. Points, interest, and length of loan. And one of the things that I would talk about, well, why don't you cover this one, Drew? Talk about the length of the loan and how important it is, you know, whether it be short, because these are not 30-year fixed loans that are sitting there. So how does that length work?
Hard money lending, you mentioned earlier, it's hard, it hurts, and it's designed for short-term deals.
Yes.
Okay, we a lot of hard money lenders will try and get you into a 4-6 month loan.
Yeah.
And that can be very, very painful.
Yeah.
So a couple of things that are important. One is a lot of hard money lenders will be more than happy to have a clause in your contract that will allow you to extend that lending period if necessary.
Right.
Now, why do they do this? Well, it's going to cost you a little bit more, number one. And number two, as we mentioned before, that property is that asset.
Yeah.
Okay. So they're not lending on you. They're lending on that property.
Right. And you know, the thing with the length that I always think about is, you know, so many hard money lenders try to get it at 6 months. I try to always go for a 12-month loan. But just be careful that you have an extension, because there's a lot of them out there. If you don't know them, they won't put an extension in there for you. And after 6 months, if you're not done, it's a commercial foreclosure, which means normally they get it back within 15 days and you're out of everything. So make sure in the link that it's available. Covering points and interest real quick, you know, points are basically what they call 1%. So in a short example here, if you're going to get a $100,000 loan and it was 4 points, therefore at closing or when you purchase it or sometimes on the back end, you'd have to pay 4% of that $100,000 or $4,000. So 1 point equals 1% of the total loan amount borrowed on this property. That's including purchase price and rehab, which is one of the advantages of Harmony Loans, because they will give you the purchase price and the money to rehab the property. Which a lot of banks would never ever do that. They're not going to give you the money to rehab the property whatsoever. And then quickly, just interest is, you know, that's the monthly interest they're charging you or the yearly interest they're charging you. As standard right now, you'll hear these terms 5 and 15. That means 5 points, 15% interest. They'll say 2 and 10 or 3 and 13 or 3 and 14, whatever it may be. The first number is always going to be the points. The second number is always going to be the interest. And just keep in mind that right now, sort of the standard industry is 5 points and 15%. It goes as low as 2 points and 10%, but only in certain markets. The last thing I'll say on this, Drew, and then you can chime in, is that to me, if you're starting in investing, this is where I recommend the rehabber starting.
Yeah,
do you agree with that?
100%. And you touched on it earlier, because the hard money lenders will include that rehab cost.
Yeah.
Okay, so a lot of times you're getting started, you see the great property, it needs work. Where's that money going to come from?
Yeah.
Well, the hard money lender can do it all for you right there.
Yeah. Another thing is they're in business to loan you money. I mean,
correct.
That's why they're in existence. Their business is to loan rehabbers money. So it's not like where you're going to a private lender trying to convince them of how this works, or your aunt or uncle. This is a business that understands what you're doing. They know exactly the numbers that you need to be at. They're in business to give you money. They just need to see the house. And based upon the house, it determines on if they'll do the deal or not. So that's sort of how the hard money works. Drew, I know me and you were talking on a break. We need to probably come back and literally do whole shows of segments on each of these categories, because there is so much to cover. We were really, really just touching the surface here. Look, I'm thankful that Drew came in the studio today. I hope you enjoyed the show. Tune in tomorrow, same time, same station, as we cover how you can make money in real estate investing, as well as how you can be a NARI member and start your real estate career.
Thanks for listening to The Andrew Kordal Show, where we earn real money in real estate. For more information, go to www.andrewkordal.com.